Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio. Let's just jump right in.
Hey chumps, did you know that Sans Pants Radio is a Twitch channel? Well, it's true. We stream 3 times a week over at twitch.tv/sanspantsradio. On Monday, me and Dusha grab one half of a Switch controller each and try to play Skyrim 2 player. We do not do well. Then on Friday, Zamet, Cass, Adam and myself gather around the living room table and play one of the many, many, many board games we foolishly purchased. And then on Sunday, Zoe and myself fight over who gets to have the controller and therefore control over our joint house in The Sims 4. So don't be a sook and head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio and subscribe today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how would you exploit a night at the museum?
So everyone remembers quite clearly the Night at the Museum trilogy, yeah?
The most underrated.
Yes, and for those who haven't,
trilogy of all time.
Ben Stiller has a son who hates him. And so to impress his son, he gets a job at the museum where there is an artifact which kind of looks like a Kinect 4 set, but it's made of Egyptian gold.
Yes.
Ben Stiller gets this Night Watchman job at the museum from two other old Night Watchmen, right? This is the first one. And at night, he discovers, get this, that every artifact in the museum comes to life.
What?
He makes friends. I know. Can you believe it? He makes friends with...
I'm still upset that plot spoiler was ruined on the poster.
You just thought, you wanted to go into it thinking it was going to be a movie about a night watchman having a regular life.
Ben Stiller deals with the boring nature of an overnight job.
It's like a sad, depressing look at like a man suffering from a middle-age crisis.
Yeah.
And being like,
his son hates him.
I can't connect with my son,
yeah,
so
like
I have to get a job.
Yeah, happiness if he were a night watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, except reverse, because it's like not a happy ending.
So he makes friends with the museum artifacts, including Robin Williams.
They come to life.
Huh? They come to life.
At night. Only at night.
And then he discovers that the old men have also been using the artifact to gain powers because it makes them young again.
I do not remember this wrinkle in the plot. This is
yeah. There's a whole fight scene between Ben Stiller and the two old Night Watchmen who are now superhumanly strong, but he turns off the artifact and they.
Okay, so
is that the plot? Is that the like?
They're the villains. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
So the powers of the artifact are to. The power of this Egyptian gold is to get museum statues life, but also they give old men powers.
I think it's to give old men powers. Like, it's got a euthanizer. Not a euthanizer. Oh my God, that is a bad artifact.
The exact opposite of what that artifact actually does.
It somehow makes museum artifacts less real.
Hey, look, I found this artifact. It says poison. I think it's just bleach. What if I drink it? Oh, I'm getting so young again.
Oh, no, that's a euthanizer.
I found this artifact called putting a gun in my mouth.
Whoa, ancient people were crazy.
Bang, bang.
At least he's not suffering anymore. Legalize euthanasia.
I think the main function of it was to like give youth, and it just so happened to coincidentally bring statues of, like, Sacagawea and stuff to life.
So is it a thing where it sucks the youth out of statues?
No, because it gives them the statues.
So it's a byproduct.
Yeah,
I guess so. An unintended consequence?
Anyway, that's Night at the Museum 1. Ben Stiller defeats the evil security guards.
Hang on, wait. So you had this artifact that's made from Egyptian gold, so clearly ancient Egyptians were using it to, I guess, make them last longer or live longer.
Is it a curse that's put on it?
Maybe. Yeah.
What? So the byproduct of making things appear alive, what were the ancient Egyptians using that
for? I don't know.
What
mummies, maybe?
Yeah, mummies was going to be my first guess as well.
Statues love mummies.
I feel like it's got something to do with King Tut, who I think is a character in the first one.
No, see, sequel.
Hank Azaria.
Yeah, Hank Azaria plays some kind of mummy guy.
Night at the Museum 2, this time we're elsewhere. They go to another museum.
They're at the Smithsonian in that one, right?
The Smithsonian, that's right.
That's the one.
They go to the Smithsonian. It's basically the same plot, except now the old man is replaced by an ancient Egyptian ruler, not a real one. He's a statue of one, I'm fairly sure. And he's the statue of one.
Okay.
And he uses his powers to...
All I'm trying to do is wonder if it was like in ancient times BC, what were they using this artifact for? But that's another question.
I run into the same problem with this franchise that I run into with the portraits in Harry Potter too.
Mm.
Because when you... Okay, so Dumbledore dies, right? Like he... Fucking snuffs it.
Got him.
And then he's asleep in his
Push
portrait.
Push him off a bridge.
And sometimes it seems like he has to visit all of his portraits individually, but sometimes it just seems like portraits can be whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good question because, sometimes there's an empty portrait, but there are so how many Dumbledores are there?
Right? Like, he's a really famous guy.
And what's his name? Black. One of the...
Sirius Black? No, Regulus Black?
No, maybe.
Glorious Black?
Glorious Black, who's like, I can go from the painting where Creature is, but also the painting office of Dumbledore's home.
What does the...
We get a little bit of that in the museum, though, because there's like that creepy bust of Teddy Roosevelt in the Smithsonian instead of the life-size statue of him over in the...
Yeah, so is that the same... Teddy Roosevelt, or is that just another,
I think it's a statue that thinks it's Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, but
they don't have, the taxidermed Teddy Roosevelt up on display, man. Like, it's not the real Teddy Roosevelt.
So, museums are not as exciting as I want them to be.
I just pulled up the Wikipedia page, because I was like, surely there'll be a simple explanation to what the Egyptian tablet was used for in Egypt. That is definitely something they would have had to explain, and we're probably just forgetting. Roosevelt explains that an Egyptian artifact, the golden tablet of Pharaoh someone, came to the museum in 1952 and all the exhibitions came to life each night.
There you go.
No explanation.
Thanks for playing. Anyway, not at the Museum 3, this time we're overseas.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, if they're outside of the museum, when the sun comes up, they turn to dust.
Dust?
No, they just turn... Don't they turn back into their the thing they... Like,
this is like vampire.
No, there's no stakes there, like Jack. Otherwise, they'd just leave the museum.
They definitely turn to dust.
All right.
That's so weird. I swear I remember them not turning to dust, but returning to artifact
Do you know
form.
How I know? Because I'm still holding my phone.
And what happens in third, they're overseas.
So they go
now.
Overseas. Night at the Museum 3, we're overseas now. They go overseas to some other museum.
To find the secret of the tomb.
That's right. Rebel Wilson plays a security guard. She is the night watchman of that museum. She has a British accent for some reason. And the plot of that one is that the Egyptian family that potentially made the tablet want it back or something.
Okay.
Now, Rami Malek.
Are these the modern descendants of that
mummy.
Family, or are they alive from the tablet?
They're alive from the tablet.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, it's nice that they kept records, but I guess they're siphoning off life from...
And okay. At the end of that one, and this is why I thought they returned to artifact form, they're all out in London somewhere, and the artifact is slowly losing power, that's it, and they have to take it back to Egypt or some such shit, and it's losing power, and everybody's returning to artifact form. Okay. And Teddy Roosevelt's arms are all waxy, and Rami Malek, who's a hot mummy, is dying inside. He's becoming rotten, even though his outside is beautiful.
And just in like the end, surreal, Rami Malek.
Exactly. And at the end of that movie, they're like, "I'm sorry, Ben Stiller, but we can't be alive anymore." And Ben Stiller's like, "But you're my best friends." And they're like, "Too bad, idiot." And so they all become statues and mummies again.
Okay.
Except Ricky Gervais, who is at the museum.
In the film.
Yeah, he's like owns the museum. At the end of the third one, for no reason, there's a dance sequence. Because throughout the whole movies, right, Ricky Gervais doesn't know. He doesn't know that the artifacts come to life. They're like, "We can't be friends with you anymore, Ben Stiller." But the last shot is them all dancing with Ricky Gervais. So,
well, I guess they like Ricky Gervais.
I guess they
could
hang out with him.
Or maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's just a reference to like the 40-year-old virgin, how that just ends in the Aquarius bit.
Yeah.
Either that or it was just a really savage friend dumping on their part. Like, they're like, "Oh, we got to tell him that the tablet doesn't work anymore and we're all going to turn back into cardboard." And then at the end, they just dance with their best friend, Ricky Gervais, and they dump Ben Stiller like I would.
This whole time.
Hells yeah.
Just been besties with Ricky.
All right. Well, how would I exploit this? So given the information that has been given to me over the course of the last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It basically works an Indian in the cupboard.
Right, so what I would do, okay, so I would go, if I have the artifact,
it's
I
always
would go
good
to
explain
bank.
A very common,
yes.
Like a very popular film franchise with a more obscure one.
And also, I was just wrong. Indian in the cupboard, they take
yeah, that's
Native
not
American
how it works
people
at all.
From prehistory and turn them into little people. Using
so
a toy
not
as a conduit. It's not Indian in the cupboard rules.
That's
right.
Anyway, go on.
That's pretty cool.
Either way.
That rolls.
All right. So how I'd exploit this artifact, I'd simply get the artifact, then I would go to a bank, and then I would put it in a term, like, you know, like in a little deposit box things, and then I would wait for nighttime. Now, I don't know in, like, say, America or, say, other places, but there is usually a statue of a dog in a bank that you can put coins in,
okay.
And it usually is for like a help guide, you know, help
it's
guide,
a guide
dogs.
Dog thing.
Yeah, we do not have that.
So that's in a lot of banks in Australia is that, or at least as I remember when I was been to a bank.
They're usually not in banks, usually in supermarkets.
Yeah, I associate them with supermarkets, but
there
cool.
Was one in my, there was one in the bank.
Damn, it's chosen a bank.
Nothing,
and it's money. It's far easier for you to go in and be like, "Hey, can I put this gold
wait,
I have
is this,
in a safety deposit box?"
Is this definitely real, or are you confused about, like, because I know that in front of a lot of establishments, there'll be a thing where it's some kind of statue of, like, either an animal or a vehicle, and you can put coins in it and then ride it for a short time.
No.
Do you think that that's some
as
kind of donation? Like, do you think the ones for the rocket ship are for the widows of, like, space
I'm helping NASA
astronauts?
And getting a cool ride.
As a child, I absolutely did think that the donation dogs, I had the opposite. I remember putting a coin in and sitting on it and being like, nothing's happening.
But yes, well, there is, I remember the one, the bank they used to go to my parents used to go to
the
as a
child. The supermarket used to go to as a child.
No, there was a bank. It was a Westpac.
Okay.
They used to have a dog there, or maybe hopefully they still do. Anyway, let's assume it does.
All right.
So I go in. If it's not, I go and steal a guide dog statue, and I put it in there.
You're like,
I get a high-vis vest.
And a ladder.
And a ladder, and I'm like, this is going in here. I'm not stealing anything. I have stolen.
The dog.
The dog. But I'm just moving it from a supermarket to a bank.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in the bank.
Yep.
Good.
All right.
In the vault? Or just in the...
Are you like, please, can I put my gold and guide dog donation box in a security deposit
no.
box?
No, separate occasions. I put,
okay.
Actually, I could just put the guide, because I could put like the artifact gold in the guide dog, yeah?
No, it's about, like, it's the size of
it's
a
book. Tablet.
Oh, it's a tablet?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So it's not coins.
You could
for some
break
reason
it,
that I was making.
Maybe.
I know, it is very, very, very famous, like, Egyptian, like,
money.
Pop culture has obviously been like, if there's a cursed Egyptian object, it's coins.
It's riches.
Although,
$50
note. All right.
Joke's on me, though, because in Pirates of the Caribbean, it is coins.
Yeah.
That's
Aztec. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
all right,
different
so,
pyramids.
Yep.
Get the coins.
Yes.
Put them in. No, get the,
get
what
the tablet.
Tablet. Get the tablet. Make coins out of the tablet. Put those coins in a safe deposit box.
I like to imagine you fuck up and you accidentally have the Pirates of the Caribbean gold, so you put the coins in the dog. Like, that dog's going to come alive, but in What happens? It cuts nighttime and then you become a skeleton.
Wait! Shit! That doesn't help me at all. So,
in the worst in weight loss scheme fail of all time.
So, tablets in safe deposit box. Statue of dog is in the bank. I wait until night. Dog comes alive.
Sir, please leave this bank. We have closed.
No.
Best response. No. No, I'm not your feet.
I'm not there. I'm somewhere else.
Okay.
I wait until the dog comes alive. I go up to the window. I'm like, good boy, I gave you sentience. Open this door. We're robbing this bank. The dog goes, Rom. I'm like, shit. It's just a dog now.
I did not think that this was ending with you robbing the bank.
Well, it didn't end with him robbing the bank because he realized multiple steps through this that it just isn't going to work. But you commit
and
you still went to the bank.
Yeah, the thing is too,
then
that dog is the worst accomplice for robbing a bank because it's already loaded. It's full of money.
Exactly. You're just going to get that dog out of there and then you get that guide dog money.
No, what you need to do.
Then I'm like, God damn it, I got a dog stuck there. I call up, I don't know, a fireman.
RSPCA.
Yeah, 000 in Australia. Yeah, other countries, in different America. Places. And be like, hey, a bank stole my dog.
Wait, no, Zemet, this could work.
Come and get it for me.
Your stupid plan could actually work.
Yes.
What you do, you get action figures of some kind of crack team. You know, like some G.I. Joes or the A-Team or something, right?
Yeah.
And you put them in a deposit box. And you leave like a little recording for them so that when nighttime comes, you give them their mission, which is to break the fuck out of that box and get you into the bank.
I really like the idea of like nothing happens and the next day you go and check your deposit box and they've killed each other. You're like, oh my God, they fought like crabs in a bucket. Oh, shouldn't have done that. Also, loving the idea of the fire department arriving at the bank and being like, this dog is a hole in its head.
And it's full of coins. What did
this
you
dog
do
is so- made of plastic.
Okay. All right, so we get like we got to get figurines that love a good heist.
Okay,
and so we put them in the safe deposit. So okay, best case scenario, they break out of that vault, and then they're like little tiny little figurines running through the bank, the floor of the bank. But then they have a giant dog to deal with.
Yep.
Because I haven't changed my plan.
You've also got something that you haven't taken into consideration.
Yeah.
And this is probably more associated with American money.
Yeah.
But you're putting the tablet in a bank, which usually has historical figures on the money.
Oh, yeah. The money will be alive.
Sick!
And scream.
Yeah, like, and they
money,
will be...
come walk out the door!
Money will be
you
like...
You fucks!
They're like, no, wait, that's... Get...
Oh, wait, if...
It doesn't give them legs. And also, they will be...
Will it turn to dust? Money's worthless!
No. Oh, no!
Wait, so is it just anything with a face, this stuff, this thing brings to life? Because, like...
Pretty much.
Then, like,
you can
all
draw
of
draw something.
Okay, all right,
in
all
a
right.
bank, that is a mess, right. because George Washington, our first president here in America, who is on the money, was famously honest.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're in trouble, man.
All right, what if I draw a shitty version of myself on a piece of paper and put that in the bank vault?
It's great to imagine any teller finding that and be like, what the fuck? A child's drawing, I guess.
Well, no, because there's something close to this happens in Night at the Museum, kind of. In Night at the Museum 3, one that I haven't seen, I don't know why I'm explaining this.
Night at the Museum.
So... Larry, who is Ben Stiller's character, is working at the museum, and then they bring in a caveman statue that looks heaps like Ben Stiller, whose name is La, thinks that Ben Stiller's his dad.
Which is crazy, because because it's not like it's an actual caveman. That's just a wild coincidence that it looks like Ben Stiller. Also in that movie, La and Rebel Wilson fall in love.
Gross.
And I remember as a child,
fall in love with a caveman.
This movie came out like four years ago.
Yeah, I remember watching that and being like, it's rough for Rebel Wilson that we as an audience are like, a caveman. The perfect partner for you, Rebel Wilson. But look, they seemed happy, so who am I to judge?
That's nice.
Yeah.
The thing with, like, he's not even a real, like what you said, that he's not even a real caveman. He's just a wax whatever, but he somehow has all the knowledge of a caveman because he looks like one.
Yeah. Yeah, all of the not that much knowledge, because he's dumb.
Yeah, he's a dum-dum.
That's true. Cavemen don't know much. Okay. But that means that your dog has all the knowledge of a dog.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm there banging on the window.
Yes.
The dog has come to life. Small soldiers that I've left in the bank vault have also come to life. They're stuck there because they're not probably capable of getting out of that vault.
Have the
dog is
of a
freaking
toy.
Out, running around, touching every sensor pad, setting off all the alarms. I scarper into the night. Have I succeeded?
What does the bank think happened?
Also, apparently the money is now screaming.
Listen, imagine if his crack team of tiny men has done their job correctly, the bank won't think nothing.
The bank will come in the next morning, they'll arrive, there'll be the statue, the plastic dog that they used to donate money has its throat slit somehow. Money pouring out the neck gash. People are like, what the fuck happened here?
Well, I know that finding a... We found two dogs at my work once.
Yeah.
They just got into the cinema, and at no point, I was on that day, and there was like four other managers, and at no point were we like, where'd the dogs come from? We're just like, oh, sweet, dogs.
At no point were you like, we've been back at the museum.
Yeah. We were just really excited to see dogs. So maybe the same thing would happen at the bank vault. They're
not
like, oh,
like
it, they would just been like, the dogs got in somehow. Don't worry about that. Let's just be excited that there's a dog.
And then when morning comes, it turns to a statue. That poor dog.
But the dog doesn't become like a real dog. It would just be an animated plastic dog with a hole in its head.
Yeah.
So you would not...
You'd be like, oh, I'm going to pet that. Oh, feels wrong.
No. The real...
No, if it's plastic, it stays plastic.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So Rebel Wilson was macking on with wax.
Basically.
Yeah, because all those Einstein bobbleheads.
Mm. Yeah. If you're like a perfect wax figure, maybe you become a bit human. But that dog's made of just like thick, cheap plastic. Yeah.
Sure is.
It's going to have a hole in its head. Yeah, true. Good.
I have an important question.
Yes.
So, even the best wax sculptures or whatever in the museum, right, like never quite look exactly like real people. But when they come to life, they look exactly like real people. And, you know, this goes for like the little tiny plastic guys in the dioramas of like the Civil War battles or the Roman battles or whatever. Like, those things look like crap in real life. But when they become alive from the tablet, they look, you know, 100% true to life. So my question is, do they have dicks?
Great question. I want to say yeah, definitely.
I'm going to say yes, heaps.
I'm going to say 100% because Alice Rebel Wilson's going to be sad-timed.
However,
yeah.
So,
oh, the famous blowjob scene where it's funny because there's no dick.
Well...
I made that up.
Because in the first one, Sacagawea and
Larry?
No, President Mayor.
Larry?
What's his name?
President Washington?
Larry. Washington. Washington? Is it Washington?
Lincoln.
Roosevelt.
Oh, no, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. Roosevelt and Sacagawea fall in love.
That's good.
But they're really sad. Oh. Now, the movie wants you to think they're sad because they're wax statues who can never... really love, but maybe neither of them have genitals, and that's what's upsetting them.
Maybe.
It's a bummer.
What happens with Rebel Wilson and Lar?
Well, they don't show any fucking.
But is there implied fucking?
Implied
the third one takes a wild tonal shift from the previous movie in showing actual hardcore full penetration.
Full pen. Night of the Museum 3, full penetration. No, but
well,
there is making out, and maybe at some point Rebel reaches down and finds nothing but a smooth lump.
I mean, look, they're statues, right? And they're made of plastic. So if I just got a plastic dildo and just jammed it
in there. That's true.
Oh, you like tape it on before they come to life?
Wait, or would it be two separate entities?
Oh, would it be? Yeah. Like jam it in and kind of maybe get some like other wax to kind of like, you know, make a seal into.
I don't know what the rules are, but I suspect all you'd end up with is like Roosevelt with someone else's purple penis.
Hey, I was going to get like a life like looking one.
Okay, someone else's fake penis.
He just comes to life and he's like, oh. Stuck a dildo
Larry, what are you doing? Installing flashlights in all the
Larry,
statues.
Please don't.
No, I think I need to do this.
It's too late.
Roosevelt's
I'm doing
sad.
It for you guys.
Now here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is great, but did you know that here at SansPants we produce at least six other podcasts? For example, off the top of my head, if you like listening to me and Zamet get yelled at, then maybe you'd like hearing us get yelled at whilst pretending to be wizards. If that's the case, then why not head to SansPantsRadio.com and listen to D&D is for Nerds, our actual play D&D podcast that's much better than it has any right to be.
What I do, it's funny because I also went for money, but now...
Well, how did I do? Did I do well?
No.
Bad job.
How are we grading this?
Everyone will get a good job or a bad job.
All right, I got a bad job. How'd the dog do?
The dog did great. At the time, no, it had its throat slit.
How did the small soldiers do?
They fought each other to death inside of a locked safety deposit box.
I'm going to take the controversial stance and say good job.
Thank you.
Three bad jobs and a good job. That's right. You gave yourself a bad job.
Yeah, I did.
So I was thinking, what if I got the artifact, took it home, steal it from museum, step one. Then I made out of paper mache or felt or paper gold bars. And then I activated it. Do the gold bars become real gold?
Do they have a face?
No.
And... you're asking this question after presumably you've done it. You've rolled the dice here, and I can tell you something. Even if it does happen, they're turning to dust when you take them out of the museum.
I'm just going to use them at night.
Is it in the museum or out of the building that the artifact is in?
Wherever the artifact is, that's all you need to keep the gold going.
Yeah.
So keep that on me at all
times.
This
isn't bad. Because you don't even have to wait until that late at night. Like, you could do it in the winter, and you could start spending that stuff, like, fairly early in the afternoon.
Absolutely. My real big problem is that I don't know who accepts gold bars.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you?
Forget the gold bars. I just instead make cash. Like, I draw my own cash.
Is it also going to... So when it comes to life...
yeah. That's funny because it'll be hideous versions of the people that should be on the notes.
All with like lopsided faces, two eyes on one side.
No, that's also...
Jackson didn't know who I was.
He just drew me with a beard.
I've been imbued with the power. Like, what? Who is on our notes? I don't
know. And?
Yeah.
Benelok? You've fucked yourself here because you're like, oh yeah, sweet, I'll spend this cursed money that is screaming. No one's going to take that.
I just draw everyone with like a gag in their mouth.
Yeah, so never mind. They're still moving. Gold bars. Screaming money is notoriously hard to spend.
That's yeah, look, if you go to a cash for gold place,
yeah, they'll accept anything.
But here's again, my not screaming open gold.
This is a unique wait, note where Banjo the... Patterson is being gagged.
how does it? So you're saying you,
so? Also, people don't making, usually say yeah. unique note; they say counterfeit.
Yes,
they say
that is another way to say it. Yes,
unique note. So you make the gold, because I think gold is probably easier to get rid of than fake cash that is screaming.
All I got to do how is if it's the... gagged and it's going, oh, I just got to go, oh, when well, I hand it over to the guy.
No. Does it even make gold come, as in, how yeah. does the power of the artifact work? Because suddenly we're giving things sentience and ability to walk and talk and be like humans.
Mm.
Where does gold come into
yeah,
this?
Yeah, gold doesn't. It doesn't fit into any of that.
Well, yeah, well
and the other question about that too. Is if the gold yeah. comes to life, does it have a dick?
Yeah.
One has
Where's
to.
Where's this gold dick?
Well, that's just as bad as screaming money if it's a gold bar with a big floppy penis. I can chop a that off and that's gold more bar. Gold, though, I guess.
That's true.
I'm trying to think if at any point in the Night at the Museum movie... I don't know if anything that's real comes to more life.
Because, like, I just, like... If Ben Stiller or Larry got, say, a yellow texter and yeah. just scribbled, just drew something, does that come to life? What? You're
I'm
changing
gonna say
the rules.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So, is this. Hang on, I've just got the rating come in. Oh, bad job.
No, wait. Okay. No, damn.
Oh, sorry. There's wait. A delay God, because this... I'm in America, but I that. The rating just came in over here as bad job as well.
Yeah. I need some confirmation
okay,
from some independent
what about,
sources where it's a bad job.
What about, instead of making counterfeit gold, I make
it... oh my God, it's an email from the British Prime Minister. Theresa May says bad job.
What about if instead
Jackson,
of making
Jackson,
gold
you
got
to see what Dusha yeah. just texted me. It's just that Jackson did a bad job.
Curse you all.
Hey, fuck, is that some skywriting going on?
Oh, it's just oh. bad job.
This is a bad job, Jack.
The whole world knows. Alright, I'll accept a bad job.
No, that's, seriously, please continue. Wait, before you do, I got something on my old fuck, this joke would have worked out really great if I had remembered the word telegraph, and now it's over. So, bad job me.
All right,
hey
so,
Ralph, the joke committee just sent me an email.
No, don't turn this on me. I can't take it. I'm not strong like Jackson.
All right, Ralph,
do show.
All right, so I think I've got this in the bag. I think I have the first ever recorded good job.
All right,
because what I'm going to do is I'm going to use it to solve murders.
Oh,
Because the Night at the Museum wax figurines, when they come to life, seem to have the memories of the characters, well, the famous historians that they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Presumably, so people like Amelia Earhart, who is in the second one.
Yeah.
Hey, if I was Larry, I could just be like, where'd your plane go?
Yeah.
And in fact, they do ask her. She just can't quite remember. Like, is it? No. Wait.
She crashed.
No. She doesn't quite remember where she crashed because all she can remember is like not all she can remember is in like all she saw was like fog and that. So she's like, I don't know where
she
crashed
on an island, got et by crabs.
We all
Isn't
know what
mystery.
Happened to Amelia Earhart. She was eaten by those big crabs. That's not even a joke. That's definitely what happened to her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Eaten by big crabs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can we back up?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We know that she was eaten by big crabs.
One of the leading theories, due to some photographic evidence and I think some physical evidence as well, is that Amelia Earhart landed on this tiny strip of an island somewhere full of those giant Japanese spider crabs, and they ate her. Not even... Yeah. I'm not pulling your dick right now.
I know.
Amelia Earhart was eaten to death by big crabs is one of the theories. Look.
Nobody's
brave enough to confirm it.
Look, no. I would say she probably crashed, she died, and her body was eaten by crabs.
I like to think she crashed, survived, and spent maybe 1 week fending off the big
she
crab.
Crashed.
I'll go even farther in the other
injured
direction.
Her legs.
And a giant crab claw came out of the ocean, plucked her plane from the sky like a delectable snack, cracked it open, and slurped her flesh from her bones.
See you on Crab Island, Amelia.
Well, you know, that I like Ralph's theory because then that works for my mystery-solving theory, which is, like, she doesn't know how she died because all of a sudden she was in the air and then she was eaten by a crab.
Yeah. Well, rather than solving crimes, couldn't you just, like, become a really good autobiographer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's less exciting, though.
Yeah, and that's too much riding. Also, my wrist would get tired.
When you first said solve crimes, can I tell you what I thought
Solve murders, sorry. Yes.
I thought, so you become a detective.
Yep.
You arrive on the crime scene, dead body on the bed, stab wound in the chest, pull out the artifact, flip. They're like, it's like, again, like a Connect Four thing. Flip it up, and then the dead body will be like, I am alive again.
I know who shot me.
I'll be like, no crime to solve anymore. And then I leave.
And then he goes.
And then slowly they turn to dust. Good. Why did you do this to me?
Enjoy death a second time, idiot.
Instead of solving murders, you love causing legal trouble. I've declared dead officially. I have no physical
rights.
Yeah, what happened to my rights? Gotcha, idiot. And you get in a convertible where you're driving and the tablets in the
back. I can become a lawyer where I just defend people that are definitely guilty. I just accept all cases. I go to the murder scene straight away. And there's a guy holding a knife and the dead body. I bring the dead body back to life.
And he's
like,
written,
I
done
he's
it
alive.
In blood on the ground.
Yeah. It's like, now you just go into
I like in your world where a murderer stabs someone and then waits for the cop to come over.
He got arrested straight away. Yeah. Yeah, if you do a bad thing, you wait for the cops. That's how everyone's moral compass works, right?
That's
if you
right.
ever speed, you got to pull over and call the cops on yourself.
I did it just earlier just this gonna... week.
I thought you were just
boys,
like,
both of you.
Wait until someone does a crime. Like, find someone who you think is a murderer.
Well, no, my real plan. Them. And then I'm like, don't worry, I'll defend you.
Or you coerce them into it, too. You, like, embolden them. You show them good knife stores.
I'll be like, hey, trouble with the ladies? You know who didn't have trouble with the ladies? Ted Bundy. All you gotta do is kill some people. Everyone wants to fuck
and
you.
And I'll be fine. I'll bring him back. I got this tablet. And they're like, please leave me alone. Then you kill them out of frustration.
So if you make a statue of a real life a person, then you bring them back to life, animate it to life with a tablet, that person gets the memories of you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, of the...
Yes.
So you could... Right. Okay. What about if you, say, hired someone to just make a version of me, and then I use the tablets and there's two of me kicking around?
Yes, that's kind of what happens in the Third Night Museum with Lara and Larry.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're getting kind of close to my own scam as well, so watch it.
I'm just sorry to impede on scams.
Let's get back to Dusha stabbing people.
Right. No, I'm not.
Just curious of, like, if you go to a museum, you summon all these statues to life. What kind of crimes are you solving?
No, like long-time murders and stuff like that.
Long-time murder, basically.
Oh, yes.
So long-time murder, first-time caller.
All right.
Don't say that on the radio, idiot. We've got your details and your phone number.
Which museum are you going to and which murders or mysteries are you solving?
Museum of Modern Murders.
Forgot about that place.
Yeah.
How? All these corpses that are made of wax for some... Oh, no, not corpses made of wax, because then they come back to life and they're just dead bodies. I'm like, oh, no.
I mean, I guess you could solve, say, Jack the Ripper.
Yep.
Because you could get, like, hang on. If someone... Because there's, like, Jack the Ripper museums, that kind of stuff. And I'm Marilyn Monroe?
Hey, what happened? JFK kill you?
Died of an overdose. I'm
is everything
sure.
okay?
Yeah, but if it was an intentional overdose,
I don't know. I just did a lot of drugs.
it's hard to tell. It's funny if everyone who got murdered has like an Amelia Earhart. Like, I'm just not sure. And you're like,
yeah. All right, but if you go to Jack the Ripper Museum,
it turns out it was always giant crabs.
And Jack the Ripper, like a statue of Jack the Ripper, is there, but no one knows who that was.
Yeah,
is it
just
is that actually
anti-Semitic
Jack the Ripper,
giant
or is it...
crab in a frock coat that hates prostitutes?
Yeah,
that was Jack the Ripper, man. A crab.
My name is Jack the Snipper. Therefore, my snippy hands.
All these stab wounds are actually snip wounds.
They were crab wounds.
But yeah, so if you go to Jack Ripper Museum and you like, there's a statue presumably of what who we Jack think the Jack Ripper. Ripper. Does that Jack Ripper think it is Jack the Ripper, or does it know that it is a facsimile or a composite of what people think is Jack the Ripper? Also, what about statues that aren't of other, like, aren't
well,
of real
no,
historical people?
Because
they're just approximations of what we think.
Well, because 99% of the characters.
I'm not solving caveman crime because no one cares. But I don't want to find out who killed Law.
That's racist.
Yeah, it's ageist.
All that's
if you're over 150, shut up.
Well, I guess you're not solving Jack the Ripper.
No, but that
I don't care. Oh, I guess
most of the statues in the museum aren't real people. So there's like a Mongol kind of horde. They're not based on real people. They're just like.
So what
examples.
Memories do they get?
I guess they get just like a rough approximation of what
they would
know. What
about that Easter Island Moai head?
It yeah. loves bubblegum. That is just part of it. I guess they get a unique personality as
and
well.
And he loves two things, chewing gum and calling Larry a dum-dum.
Dum-dum. Ah, gum, gum-gum, dum-dum, or whatever he says. Oh, yeah. God.
Dum-dum.
So, yeah. So if you made Jack the Ripper, he would kind of have an approximation of what we think.
Did you do it? Yes!
Wait a second.
What's your real name? Jack!
What's your real name? No one knows! Who was I? Can't be sure. I'm very confused. Was I a doctor?
Or maybe just a man? What's my accent?
Maybe
or
I was multiple people.
Was I 14 people or was I the Queen Surgeon?
No one's clear. I'm very confused.
All right, okay. But
nah.
All right.
Well,
so,
then you get a statue
the
of Sherlock
Holmes.
Statue.
Solve the crime, Sherlock.
Moriarty did it. Damn it, Sherlock.
So, does the Amelia Earhart statue or other statues of historical figures do they actually have genuine memories that person would have, or just approximations of what we reckon?
I think it's approximations of what we reckon.
And Amelia,
oh, that
you're not solving crimes. Oh my god, I just got a text. Dusha, did you get a bad job?
Yeah. What? That's
holy
funny,
shit, Dusha.
Hang on. Yeah. Hello, the Queen? Oh, I did a good job. Thank you so much, Your Majesty.
Dusha, I didn't hear that phone ring at all.
Dusha, I went to the tattoo parlor and you know that prophetic tattoo parlor?
Yeah.
And I got a tattoo and on my stomach. What is this? Oh, Joel Dusha did a bad job.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's.
Oh, he tried to solve the Jack the Ripper case, but instead it just got more convoluted. And there's a man just screaming in 13 different accents. Bad job.
And
bad
the job, the winner of job. This year's bad job is.
Oh, my God.
Joel Dusha. Bad. Joel Dusha for solving the crimes with the museum thing.
Joel Dusha.
This is Joel Dusha's first Academy Award for bad ideas.
Thank you so much for having me. Look, I'd be lying if I said I wanted this award, but it also feels good just to be on stage in front of all of these people. Thank you so much. Bohemian Rhapsody is overrated. Have a great night.
And the music to play off. All right, so. Bad job.
Three bad jobs. Ralph, bring us home.
All right. I had like a really involved one that I thought was real good.
Okay.
But then I remembered that there's a museum of sex.
Oh! Bonorama.
So everything. I'm going to put a pin in that. We're going to come back to that. All right. But I'm going to Biff Tannen this.
Oh!
You guys are going to have to. You're going to have to take a little walk with me here.
I'm ready. I've got my walk put on my shoes.
Right. I'm going to take some money and give it to a person who makes wax statues and have them sculpt me just a few years older, holding a newspaper with the with a headline that says today's date is 2030.
Okay.
In the museum. And then I'm going to ask him, maybe I should get a statue of somebody smarter than me, a little older, so that they pay attention to what's going on.
No, it doesn't work.
You don't mess with perfection.
Yeah. Thank you, babe. So put that in there. He comes to life, and then I get the scoop on what's going down, and I just rich myself on it.
That is interesting, because that implies that if you carve something from the future, then it has to happen.
Yeah. Or is it just be like, what happens, future elf? Oh, the Dolphins win the Super Bowl.
My newspaper just says today's date on it
and says Ralph is the best The news today again.
Is the date.
I don't know what I meant to learn from this.
It's just, hey, yeah, so it's 2030, and today's headline is the plumbing boys did a bad job.
Is could you give yourself a lie so well that you could convince yourself that you're telling the truth?
What?
So could say, Ralph, are you a decent enough liar that you could believe that lie coming from yourself?
But Ralph knows himself better than anyone else knows himself.
Because if you go to future Ralph, and then future Ralph is like, oh, I know his plan. Oh, I've got nothing.
Future Ralph's like, he's trying to get rich off my success.
Not on my watch.
Yeah, you guys are probably right. I could not resist the temptation to fuck with myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What if you paid someone to make a future Ralph statue, but like gave them a crown and like fancy jewels, like you were a king?
But wouldn't they just think they were a king?
Yes.
What if you were G?
Look,
I'm King Ralph.
I've got step one.
Oh no! All you can
do. I'm waiting for step two to come to me.
No, what you then do? So you create King Ralph, yeah. And then you just go visit King Ralph at night. And then just asking heaps of questions about what it's like to be king. And then you get, like, through metamorphosis.
Through osmosis.
And just enjoy being a king. You're like, oh, that sounds great.
Given that the future me is a king now, the most important question here is, would I have a dick?
You can have as many dicks as you want.
All right, I go to the sculptor. You go to the sculptor. You're like, all right, make me future Ralph with a king garb. Maybe give me some big old titties. And give me the sweetest pussy you can.
Like,
and you fuck the shit out of future King Ralph.
Hell yeah.
The idea of going to presumably a professional wax sculptor and being like, hi, I'd like you to sculpt me out of wax, but give me the best vagina you have on your shelf.
Also, I gotta be a king. Why? I don't know.
That's how it works.
I'm stuck on this king idea.
The guy running the wax shop is like, oh my god, sir, you should have called the head, and just shuts all the blinds. He's like, let's do this.
Takes you to the restricted section of the wax museum. It's just full of genitals.
Pushes the button, and the countertop display like spins over, and there's the secret one underneath with just the nice genitals.
Finally,
yes.
Like, I'm thinking we're gonna fit you with maybe the Gina Gershon.
I like that idea. I like the idea of being like, I just need a working anus.
So this is just kind of circled back around to the Museum of Sex.
I feel like the Museum of Sex would be scary and smelly.
Yeah.
That's what I keep thinking.
Especially, where is the Museum of Sex? Is it in a humid place?
It's in
New York City.
How
old is the sex in the museum?
New York City?
Yeah.
Does New York get humid?
Not really.
In the summer. There is like a bust of Hillary Clinton in a brassiere.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, well, okay, step one, go to the Museum of Sex in the winter where it's not humid and gross, because I feel that might fix that smell problem we've got.
I just imagine getting fucked to death. You know, like, I go in there excited to fuck. I'm like, this is going to roll. It's a Museum of Sex. And then I just get churned like butter until I'm dead. Every hole filled.
Yeah.
And then all holes filled.
Every hole filled. New holes are made. Those are filled.
They just find a smear, and it's the most unsolved crime of the century. How did this man die? No one knows.
Four boys go into the Museum of Sex, and we find four smears.
Yeah, this is the only scenario in which my question is moot. There are definitely dicks.
Oh, guaranteed.
So many dicks.
More than you could ever handle.
So what is in the Museum of Sex, as a man who does not know about the Museum of Sex until this very episode?
Yeah, what are we
apart
looking at?
Apart from a sexy Hillary Clinton bust.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Is that it?
I got a complete... I've never actually been there. It's just a few miles from my house, and I've never been.
Wow, you should go, Ralph.
I have to assume it's just, like, old dildos, like... That early thing that they used to cure hysteria, in quotes, that, you know, the fucking machine,
the fingering machine
the doctors have.
The steam-powered dildo, because my hands are so tired from manipulating the woman's hysterical pussy.
Yeah.
So just doing a quick Google image search of the Museum of Sex, this is already a bad idea. there's a found? Statue of three deers humping.
Yes. Get fucked to shit. Get fucked to shit by those deers.
This there's is bad. A statue That's of pandas humping.
Get fucked to death by those pandas.
I think
oh,
I'm just getting fucked to death by animals, guys.
Dolphins.
God damn it. Here again.
there are two human skeletons that seem to be at the moment of climax.
Oh my god, I gotta get to this museum.
There's bouncy boobs.
Let these skeletons...
Like big titties that just bounce everywhere.
Are they separate like from a body?
Yeah.
As a skeleton and a deer fuck me to death and a big titty bounces up and down on my head till it's...
No, there's a big titty bounce question. House. That's where I'm spending my whole time.
It's all flesh
That
now.
Would be horrible.
It's like a Cronenbergian nightmare.
Okay, I have a quick question because I'm looking at the deers, like the three deers fucking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when that comes to life, is that three separate deers is it one monstrosity that's connected as it is in the picture walking towards me?
Just got a quick email from NASA. It's one deer, baby. That's what the subject says.
Why is NASA weighing in on this?
Because if you look, there's one of the two chimps making love missionary style. Imagine that crab walking towards you.
Oh my god, that is fucking terrifying. Also, why is this chimp? What? Why is that in the museum? There's just a nude chimp, which all chimps are, holding several logs. I don't know why that's in the Museum of Sex.
Is it erect?
No, not really.
Not really or no?
Half chub, maybe?
The very worst part of this museum, I think, would be there's what looks like a rock climbing wall, but instead of having all the little rock handhold things, it's just casts of body parts, so it's like... butts and open mouths and boobs and things, and that wall is terrifying, I think, when it's alive.
Flash wall, and it's screaming.
So, look, I just got a quick text. Jack, you got my phone. Could you quickly read that out?
It just says, bad job.
Good job, it says. It says, very good job, the best of all possible jobs. Excellent job, Ralph.
Oh my god, Ralph. So
this comes with prize money, it says.
Ralph, I just got word, it's just been posted all over the internet, that Neil Armstrong's transmission from the 60s when he went to the moon has finally reached Earth.
Don't do this.
And all it says is, oh my god, Ralph, you did a bad job. Also, the moon is fine.
Oh no, Neil.
You know, we were talking about Amelia Earhart earlier. They found her crashed plane, and she'd written in rocks instead of an SOS. Bad job.
Yeah, if you look at the case files of the case files of Jack the Ripper, some of the victims in blood have written, "Oh no, Ralph, you did a bad job. P.S. It was a big crab."
Oh, this is embarrassing. I got an alert on my phone, and that Chinese probe they sent to the dark side of the moon actually found Ralph, comma bad job written out in craters.
Hey, before we finish, I just have one last thing I'd like to do with the tablet.
Yep. Yeah.
Take it to a zoo. Because it makes people really tough. So take it to a zoo and let the animals just go crazy.
Oh my god, Jackson. Good job.
Is that a good job?
That's a very good
job. The giraffes are going fucking nuts. Everything escapes. I'm standing there in the middle shaking the tablet above my head.
Woo! Fight!
Be free!
Ah, what a good job. Good job.
The best job there was the chimp who tore your head off. Preventing us from making horrible decisions with the tablet further.
And on that note, I've been Joel, and I've done a bad job.
I've been Jackson, and I've done a bad job.
I've also been Joel, and I've also done a bad job.
And I've been Ralph America, and I've done a bad, bad job.
Tablets are dangerous.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Time
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.